Hey, trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about togetherness. The scriptures that get us through the Bible a year are Numbers 6:1 through 7:29, Psalm 33:10 through 17, Proverbs 8:1 through 3, and Mark 11:12 through 33. Again, we're going to be talking about togetherness. Our focal passage today is going to come from Mark 11:23, which says, I assure you, if anyone says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it will be done for him. Just as the deer's perfect correlation between his front and rear feet allow him to make it swiftly and safely to the mountaintop, so a Christian who has perfect coordination between his head and his heart will rise to new heights with God. For you see, unless a person's head and heart are properly coordinated and move purposely together, it is possible to miss one step and on the steep slopes of Christian experience and become a spiritual casualty. I have known many Christians in my time who, because they lacked coordination between what they asked for with their lips and what is deep down in their hearts, stay in the same place spiritually year after year. They're not bad people, they just lack spiritual coordination as of a mature Christian, and thus they never know what it is to ascend into the mountain peaks with God. Perhaps nowhere in Scripture is the truth more clearly portrayed than in the verse that is before us today. We are told that the things happen in the spiritual realm when there is a perfect coordination between what we ask for and what we believe. When our mind and our heart are in alignment, when they track together with sure-footedness of a mountain deer, then nothing else shall be impossible for us. How many of us, I wonder, miss a step on the slopes of Christian life because our hearts and our minds are not properly or perfectly coordinated? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, slowly we're beginning to see the truth that underlies your promise to make our feet like deer's feet. Show us how to be as coordinated in the spiritual realm as the deer is in the natural realm. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, I'd like you to look at two passages, Isaiah 58, 1 through 11, and Matthew chapter 23. And keep these two questions in mind. Why was the Lord displeased with Israel? And two, how did Jesus depict the Pharisees? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.